to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
So, would you consider yourself born-again Christians? Would anybody? That's so interesting. Having lived in Virginia for 18 years, let's just say that I would have gotten a very different response if I had asked that question in a variety of different contexts in Virginia. I was often petrified and horrified when I was asked that question, so I relate to the look of, oh God, that just flashed across so many of your faces. But I am deeply distressed that for most Christians, especially in the Northeast, that question, are you a born-again Christian, fires up so many different thoughts about which denominations have owned that phrase, or so many beliefs that to say that you're a born-again Christian means that you're exclusive in your faith in some way, that you think that I'm born again but others might not be. The sense that, unfortunately, John 3:16, one of the most famous passages in the Bible, has had a very exclusive interpretation to it, that unless you believe in Jesus, and only those who believe in Jesus will be saved. Even football players have, you know, John 3:16 in tattoos on their cheeks. So my hope is after this sermon that at least one of you will say, okay, I'm willing to consider that I might be a born-again Christian, okay? One of the reasons I think so many of us shy away from this sense of being a born-again Christian or having some Damascus Road experience. Remember, Paul was traveling along on his horse and is struck off by this flash of light, and his life, whole life, turns from that point on. I think the phrase born-again Christian has gotten associated with that kind of experience of conversion. That there is some moment in your life where you hit rock bottom, in the language of our 12-step programs, where you all of a sudden see something about the way you had been living. You feel so deeply touched and warmed by the love of God, as John Wesley experienced, that your life goes and you turn immediately and completely in another direction. Have any of you had that kind of experience? Occasionally, people do. Yeah, some people have. I see some smattering of hands. So there are some people who have that sense of being born again, that they were living in one way, something really dramatic happened, and it might have been something little, but it felt very dramatic, and then you're headed in a different direction. But that's not the only way that I think that we can understand this concept of being born again. What specifically Jesus is referring to is moving from a life where we're deeply concerned with earthly and worldly things to a life where we are more concerned with things on the spiritual plane, with the values of peace and hope and love and charity and humility and kindness and meekness and all of those things, that they would govern our life more than what we experience in our daily lives. So you might be wondering, well, do I need to be born again? I asked a good friend of mine who was in grad school with me in Virginia that question, and she said, she happens to be Lutheran and Buddhist, and so she said, well, there's some wonderful Buddhist parables that point us to answer that kind of question, interestingly enough, so let me ask you. If you did an anonymous act, something very kind for another person, or you gave a donation to a charity, or in some way you did something anonymously, and you were very proud of it, but wanted to keep it anonymous. You felt very good about your giving, very altruistic, and then somebody else took credit for what you had done publicly claimed what you had done. How many of you would feel, oh? Yeah. angry, resentful, whatever it might be. No righteousness in that situation. They're lying. Or in a relationship, if you have been falsely accused of something and are not allowed the chance to have things work out right, if you feel like somebody is holding a piece of information against you that is wrong or otherwise is contaminating your relationship with false information and won't allow for reconciliation, how many of you twist yourself around the flagpole about that, thinking about different ways that you can approach them? Well, maybe if I said this, maybe if I did it in that way, maybe that would crack through to them. How many of you find yourself getting swirled in the emotion of that relationship? A lot of us. These are the kinds of things that remind us that we all need to be born again. It's not that it's bad that we feel resentful when people claim our good deeds as their own, or that there's misunderstanding in human relationships that lead us to be falsely accused or misunderstood in some way. They're not comfortable. It's the emotion, the inner turmoil, the lack of peace that results in our own lives that leads us to think that perhaps there might be a new way to be born again, to react in those situations. Instead of thinking of being born again as that, you know, major, profound, life-changing event that turns you forever and you'll never again feel resentful or jealous in a particular situation, I wonder if being born again is more like the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. How many of you have seen Groundhog Day? Enough of you? Okay, great. So Bill Murray, as you know, is an arrogant, prideful, dismissive weatherman who goes to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania to deliver the Groundhog Day report and gets caught in this time loop where he is given the opportunity over and over and over again to be born again. He spends a lot of time going through every one of the human emotions. He goes through a hedonistic phase where he drinks and eats anything he wants and has one night stands. He goes through a highly depressive phase where he feels trapped in this life, and he tries to commit suicide in multiple ways, and every day he's given the chance to start again. Finally, and slowly, there's not a flash in the movie that all of a sudden he changes, but slowly over his lifetimes, on the same day, he comes to see that when he is more focused on other people in the village and how he can help them, when he opens his heart to love in the relationship with the character of Andy McDowell, and when he generally thinks less of himself and more of other people, he begins to accept where he is, and he's no longer so frantic to get the repetitiveness to stop, but he realizes, oh my gosh, I can take French classes, I can play the piano, I can learn to do ice sculptures. He deeply surrenders and accepts where he is, and that allows this process of being born again. But it's a process. So I'm wondering this Lent if you all might open yourselves to the process of being born again, which would require relatively simple adjustments in your thought patterns. The first would be to interrogate your hearts and your minds and your souls and see if there's some area where you feel that you do get mired in human greed or jealousy or anger or judgment or whatever it might be. Is there some area where you would like to be released from whatever the experience is that you're having? For me, fear and worry is one of those areas. I come from an Irish Catholic family who seem to specialize in fear and worry. So it's, I come by it naturally, I know. But once a fearful thought gets root in my mind, I have a lot of trouble letting it go and trusting God. So for me, this Lent, if I want to work on fear and worry, the first step is to acknowledge it and then to ask the Lord, please, Lord, help me to be born again, to be released from this thought pattern of fear and worry. Now, maybe I will be so blessed with, bam, oh my gosh, my fear and worry's gone. How amazing is that? I'll never experience it again. I doubt that. Maybe. I'm ever hopeful and faithful. So the second step would be when you experience whatever it is, you know, anger in a relationship, resentment, fear, worry, instead of condemning yourself, because our gospel lesson tells us very clearly that Jesus comes into this world in love and never in condemnation. So when you feel yourself in that space, instead of having my normal response, and maybe yours too, which is to judge yourself for it. Just like, gosh, there I go again, being fearful and worrisome. Instead of having that response, can you open yourself to the possibility of saying, even when I'm fearful and I worry, God loves me and does not condemn me. Even when I'm angry, God loves me and does not condemn me. Even when I'm jealous, God loves me and does not condemn me. Can you allow yourself that mantra of a reminder? Recognizing that we all are human and we have issues that we want to work on. Asking God to help us be born again, to have a new way of being with them. And then gently reminding yourself that God so loved the whole world, including you, and every single bit of your earthly struggle, that he sent Jesus to be with us on this journey. Perhaps going through that process, and you might have to do it as many times as Phil does in Groundhog Day, perhaps going through that process, you'll experience the freedom of being born again. My hope for all of us is that through this process, through Lent, that you all will come to claim yourselves as born-again Christians. Amen.
Amen. Amen.